Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The extra long holiday weekend is extra hot in much of the USA, even places that know about that dry heat. NBC meteorologist Angie Lastman's looking at the highs today in the desert southwest.
118 for Palm Springs, 112 for Las Vegas, 115 for Phoenix. And you might think, yeah, well, those places are always hot. This is typical. But it's not. These temperatures are running 5 to even 10 degrees warmer than normal, and we could potentially see some records broken. And we look ahead to your Tuesday and your Wednesday, doesn't get much better.
To the east, another day of storms, heat, humidity, and possible tornadoes. More than 80 million are under some sort of severe storm threat. And as all of us who traveled for the holiday have to get back home, the airports are bracing for more ugliness. Just not quite yet. FlightAware counts only about 100 cancellations so far today, and fewer than 1,000 delayed flights. Baltimore's mayor is angry about how easy it is for just about anyone to get a gun.
And it shouldn't be easier for a young person to get a gun for than me to be able to go to CVS and buy my allergy medication.
Brandon Scott on CNN says we let the sanctity of gun ownership outweigh the sanctity of lives. Two people died and nearly 30 were wounded when people opened fire at a block party in Baltimore over the weekend. 9 people were wounded in the shooting in a nightclub in Wichita, Kansas, early Sunday. 3 were wounded in a shooting late last night in New York City. Some calm overnight in Paris, Marseille, and other cities in France hit by a week of rioting after the fatal police shooting of a teenager. Over the weekend, the boy's grandmother made this appeal.
The people who are pillaging, stop, stop. They're using Nile as a pretext. No, they must stop.
And it may have helped calm some violence. Just before going to the NATO summit in Lithuania, President Biden will head to Great Britain and meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and just announced a visit with King Charles at Windsor Castle. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is your holiday including some exercise? Could it be one of the fastest growing participation sports in the USA? Pickleball. If so, some words of warning, especially if you are an older player. Take it easy. Doctors like orthopedic surgeon Bruce Mosley at Baylor College of Medicine are seeing a lot of pickleball-related injuries.
We're fortunate that most of the pickleball injuries don't require surgery, but 2 of them that do are the meniscus and the rotator cuff.
Knee injuries are also common as pickleball players run around those hard courts. Mosley's advice, do a lot of stretching before the game. Pickleball's big brother, tennis, has begun its biggest event in the world, Wimbledon. The All England Tennis Tournament begins its 2-week run in London. Carlos Alcaraz is the top seed in the men's draw, just ahead of 4-time defending champ Novak Djokovic. Last year's runner-up, Nick Kyrgios, had to withdraw because of a wrist injury. On the women's side, defending Wimbledon champion Elena Rybakina is the 3rd seed this year. She sits behind 2nd seed Aryna Sabalenka and top seed Iga Swiatek. If you're sick of hearing all about the Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest on Independence Day, here's something a bit more adult. The minor league baseball team, the Madison Mallards of Madison, Wisconsin, set a new world record for The world's largest old-fashioned. The team mixed up the cocktail of brandy, mixed soda, sliced oranges, and maraschino cherries to the tune of 300 gallons. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. Hey, thank you for joining us and being part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, in my observation, I'm seeing, you know, the progressive left, you know, these radicals that have taken over our country. And what I find interesting is that they're okay bathing in corruption and lies and cheating and all this deception. They're like okay with it. As long as they can stay under the banner of plausible deniability. They don't like it when it's overt, when you know, that they have to see the truth of their behavior, the consequence of their behavior, the reality of what they're doing to a democratic republic. It's you know, maybe it's just a little bit of, I don't know, a conscience that remains with them. I don't know what it is. But certainly what I observed is that this whole expose of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the administration is even getting very difficult for them to swallow and to hold on to this plausible deniability. If you notice, they've all gone dark. They're not defending much. They're just like, you know, waiting, oh God, please let this get beyond us, you know, because this is too much, you know, for them to bear. Well, we have the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. My good friend Scott Powell joins us now. Scott, what's your observation? Am I off base on that? It just seems...
No, as usual, you're right on. You are spot on. Yeah. But we, you know, we are dealing with a spiritual battle here, and the you know, the demonic forces, and we really have to call these forces for what they are. Mm-hmm. This is evil that we're seeing. You know, when truth is suppressed and denied and lies are inserted in their place, as we're seeing, this is the definition of evil. Mm-hmm. And this does not come from godly people. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. we have, you know, we have people in high places that... you know, no longer are, you know, guided by the truth and the spiritual foundation of our country. And when you take mm-hmm. that away, what do you have left? All you have is power and the preservation of power and the pursuit of power.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing.
Power makes right. You know, Scott, it's interesting because when you and I were growing up, you know, generally people knew the difference between good and evil.
That's right.
I mean, right? I mean, and it's interesting. I mean, we're just talking, you know, 5-6 decades down the road, and all of a sudden there's this fuzzy space that's going on, and that the people do not recognize evil when they see it. Because, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I need to accommodate this. Well, look what accommodation got you. Look what it got, you know, Germany, you know, pre-World War II. Had to accommodate. It's not all that bad. I mean, you got, what, 18,000 churches in Germany? And only 3,000 of them, which was interesting, took a stance against the evil. They saw it for what it was because they understood the difference between good and evil. And this is something that we've been, you know, pressing hard on, Scott, and that is that we need to know the difference between the legitimate and the illegitimate, the fake and the real. But because we've accommodated the fake for several decades now, we're confused and we can't tell the difference between good and evil any longer. And this puts us all in jeopardy. What do you say?
It does. And I would add to that, Bill, that as we drove God out of America, and this has been a process. I mean, we've lived in a fallen world, and you know, the incredible wisdom of the founders was that they recognized the sinful nature of man, and so in creating a government, they took into account their ideals were high. They believed in a city on a hill, that America could be the shining light to the world, but they also recognized that the government could be subverted by fallen nature, by evil, by the pursuit of power and unchecked power. And so they created a system of checks and balances, three branches of federal government, a federal system with states and the federal government competing for power. This would mitigate corruption. So that was, you know, it was an amazing accomplishment, and that's what we celebrate on July 4th.
Exactly.
But what happened progressively as America became so successful economically, we began to depart from godly ways, and we could trace this back probably to the late 19th century, but certainly by the early 20th century. You know, Woodrow Wilson's internationalism and so forth. And then we had, of course, the expansion of the state and the Great New Deal. But really, I think the acceleration of our decline happened when in the 1960s, when we drove, you know, prayer out of school, where prayer was prohibited from school, reading the Bible was prohibited in school, and so forth. And then we went to the legitimization, of course, of abortion. In Roe v. Wade, and I think that was in 1973. And we had this progressive march where we've just opened the country up to a new spiritual forces. We've driven God out. Our Judeo-Christian God has been partially driven out, and in its place have come other spirits.
Yes.
And this is what we're facing right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jonathan Cahn writes about it extensively in his book, Return of the Gods.
Yes.
And this is what's going on, to your point, exactly, that the spirits have come back, as you said. This is a spiritual battle. Now, for some people, they don't understand a spiritual battle. But let me say to you, if any of this rhymes with your spirit, I would do your research, and I would discover for yourself the reality of the spiritual battle, the reality of God's grace and mercy, the reality of our responsibility as people of faith to save souls, that you get an understanding of this so that you're not a victim of the inevitable. Because this is all crashing. This is going to come to an end. Will it be tomorrow? I'm not saying that. Good, but I'm not saying that. But certainly, as we're seeing the evidence of the things that we've been warned about, for those of us who study the Word of God, who study the legitimate, if you know what the legitimate is, when the fake comes in, you'll acknowledge it and you will understand it in a heartbeat. But for some reason, even people of faith, lest they be deceived, Scott Powell, are just thinking, you know, it's really not that bad, Bill. You know, you're kind of like, you're going psychotic on us. No, it is. It is that bad, and it's getting worse. And that if we don't stop it now, the snowball is coming, and it keeps building with inertia. It keeps building in size and dimension. And guess what? It's coming after you. It's coming after your kids. Coming after your family, right?
That's right. And this you know, think about things as a progression, a trajectory, and then bring acceleration into that thinking. And what we have seen is the acceleration of corruption and evil in America and high places. in the last, you could say it, Obama really accelerated. We had a respite with Donald Trump, but now we have...
Exactly.
We now have Obama on steroids bringing our...
Gotta go to break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Scott Powell continues with us, the author of Rediscovering America. I love the title of the book because it's, you know, by its name, Rediscovering. It isn't that we have to go out and discover all over again. We just need to rediscover that which was lost and which can be found. But we have to remember how we found it in the first place, Scott. But for God, we don't find America. right?
Absolutely. And if I could, you know, remind your audience that the history is not a particularly popular genre to read for a lot of people, because historians are linear thinkers, and it's the who, what, when, and there's no why. There's chronology. So Rediscovering America was written to really present a different history of America. The whys. Why was America formed? Why were the early settlers driven to come to the New World? We had a Christian, the people who discovered America were Christians. My goodness, you know, Columbus gets lambasted in the media, but he was an amazing evangelist, and what excited him about going to the New World and discovering is that he'd encounter people that never heard the good news of Jesus Christ before, because Christianity only existed around the Mediterranean. So to go far would mean you're guaranteed to meet people who had not encountered the message of the Savior, and he was excited about that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But our founding, you know, is just an amazing, and we celebrate the Declaration on July 4th, but so many people don't realize, you know, it's a patriotic, happy day, but when the 56 people who gathered in the Continental Congress, the Constitutional Convention came later, and it was decided that we needed a declaration, a statement of why we were going to separate from England. You know, the early war in Boston in 1775 was not a total rejection of Great Britain. It was a war against the taxes and the lack of judicial restraint that the British had towards the colonists and so forth. But it was finally decided that we need to go all the way. We need to break with Great Britain, and we're going to state why we're going to do it.
And at what cost? At what cost?
And at what cost? It would be the cost of all the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And that's why, and I point out in this article and in the book, Rediscovering America, that for the first 6 months after July 4, 1776, there was only the Declaration of Independence that was circulating had only two signatures on it. John Hancock.
Who wants to sign their death order, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and here it is.
After Washington had these miraculous victories in Trenton and in Princeton, New Jersey, and the Continental Congress thought, well, we now have an opening. This is a harbinger of ultimate victory. Of course, it was, but it was very hard fought. The war went on for 5 more years. You know, Washington lost more battles than he won. But in the end, you know, Providence intervened and created a set of circumstances that enabled the Patriot cause to prevail in Yorktown. And it came from the help of the French. It came from the help of a Jewish immigrant, Chaim Solomon, who funded the Yorktown campaign of Washington, because they were broke. They couldn't even march from New York to Yorktown. Without Chaim Solomon stepping in and raising all the money to give them new equipment and provisions to make that march and ultimately to seal the deal and make that victory. But, it's an amazing story. It's just an amazing story. And without God, you can't possibly explain America's, founding, the War of Independence, because we were totally outgunned by the British.
The British. You got the number one fighting force on the planet against a bunch of farmers, untrained military, and Washington's leading the way going, oy vey.
It's a great story. Great story.
Yeah, it really. And like you said, when you study it, you see the hand of God that President Washington said at the time, but for the hand of divine providence. He knew it was God's hand, because it was one miracle after another that allowed this great American idea to be realized, starting, as you say, with this Declaration of Independence. It was, in a sense, the colony's manifesto. This is what it's all about. Not only you know, for themselves to remind themselves, okay, why do we want to resist, you know, England? What is it? What are our grievances? We're going to list them out. We're not going to just let them lay out their opinion and have everybody. We are going to enumerate these offenses that we're having to deal with. So they lay it out to remind themselves and also to tell England what the real problem was. And this was after years. This wasn't just, you know, 2 weeks of, you know, some minor irritation. This is after years of abuse. But they also wanted to let the world know why the colonies were breaking away from this number one military force, this powerful force of England where the sun never set.
That's right. Yes. Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, how courageous. Unbelievable. And that is, Scott, that's our legacy. This is all part of the things that we can celebrate on the 4th of July if you understand it. If you don't, hey, it's just another hot dog. It's just another day off. That's
so,
all.
So let's make this, you know, July 4th not only a day of celebration of our founding ideals, but also a time of renewed commitment to engage and wake up everyone we know, everybody that we know, that it's time to resist a creeping tyranny and the loss of our freedom and our freedom of faith and freedom of speech, and to reclaim. These are precious possessions. These are our First Amendment rights, and they are precious. And just as we would be upset if someone tried to take one of our physical possessions from us, we would resist it. We would try and stop them. We would try to deny them from taking away a precious possession that we had, wouldn't we? Of course. Well, these are our most precious possessions because they define who we are as Americans.
Exactly.
And so we have to renew that spirit. You know, that Paul Revere had, that the founders had, that the signers of the Declaration had, that were willing to give their life. And, you know, if we could get even 15 or 20% more of the American people engaged to push back against this tyranny, we could turn this around. And so that's your job, Bill. That's our job.
And, amen.
And it's all the listeners' job to
exactly,
you know, to remind
one patriot, one patriot at a time.
Yep.
One patriot at a time. And you need to rediscover your roots, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is like the story, in a sense, you know, of Israel. Israel, those who were called by God, you know, for years, they lost their manifesto. They lost sight of the law of God. And it took a reconstruction of the church, and they find the law of God, and they take it to the king, and the king tears his clothes. Oh my God, I can't believe this. We're so in defiant and disobedient to God. We need to do something radical here. And they confessed and they turned back to God, and of course we know the story. And here, in a sense, here we are in America. We don't have to rebuild a church. The Constitution is all around us. You know, many of us have a Constitution in our home as a document, or you can look it up on Google. And what I would encourage you to do this 4th of July, as you gather together as families, pull out the Declaration of Independence, pull out the Constitution and read it. Each one of you, just go around the table and read it and see how blessed you are, and see if that doesn't re-energize your patriotism and love for this great American experiment. 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it, Scott. Go ahead.
Well, I would just simply say that it is time to get off the sidelines and be active in this great patriot cause, this godly patriot cause, knowing that just as the sun comes up in the east, that if we persist like Washington, we have courage like Washington.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The extra-long holiday weekend is extra hot in much of the USA. Even in the desert southwest, forecast highs above 110, which is well above normal. To the east, it's another day of storms, heat, humidity, and maybe some tornadoes. More than 80 million are under some sort of severe storm threat. Baltimore's mayor is angry about how easy it is for just about anyone to get a gun.
And it shouldn't be easier for a young person to get a gun for the need to be able to go to CVS and buy my allergy medication.
Brandon Scott on CNN says we let the sanctity of gun ownership outweigh the sanctity of lives. Two people were killed, nearly 30 wounded, when two people opened fire at a block party in Baltimore over the weekend. Before the NATO summit in Lithuania, President Biden will head to Great Britain next week. He'll meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and just announced a visit with King Charles at Windsor Castle. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Day before, fireworks getting ready to blast off. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. We'll be talking with Zach Smith in just a moment. He's one of two senior legal fellows at the Heritage Foundation that have written the first and only book about the so-called progressive prosecutor movement. Now, we've heard a lot about it, right? And you wonder, okay, what does all that mean? We know there's some prosecutors that have been yielding more to the criminal than the citizen, which has been quite astonishing. And you wonder, okay, how can our government and our cities be moving in this direction? This has been something that was created back in 2015 by George Soros. Now, the book entitled Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities breaks new ground and exposes the origin, beliefs, playbook, funding, and real-life consequences of the progressive prosecutor movement. Now, Zach is a legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, as I said. He served as an assistant U.S. attorney and has worked on a variety of criminal and civil matters in public service and private practice. He clerked for the Honorable Emmett Cox on the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit and during law school served as the editor-in-chief of the Florida Law Review. Zach Smith, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you for writing this book, because I don't believe, Zach, that most Americans really understand, you know, what is happening in terms of these rogue prosecutors. And, you know, to have a book like this, I mean, you know, you go back, I mean, I look at each chapter and you are highlighting, you know, kind of the all-star team for rogue prosecutors from George Gascon in Los Angeles, Kim Fox in Chicago, Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, Kimberly Gardner in St. Louis, Rachel Rollins in Boston, Jessup O'Dean in San Francisco, Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore, Alvin Bragg in New York City. I mean, this is the nearer, well, you got, eight of the top prosecutors right there.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, Bill. You know, fortunately, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is this really is a top-down national movement. It's being funded by a few left-leaning billionaires, George Soros among them. And what they've done is it's really diabolical in a lot of ways. They figured out that they can go in, spend a little bit of money, relatively little bit of money, in these local elected district attorney races, because these traditionally have been low-profile. Many times they're uncontested races. And by spending a relatively small sum of money, they can essentially boost their preferred candidate to the top of the pack. And then once that candidate's to the top of the pack, they get into office and they start enacting these rogue radical policies. And of course, the consequences to their communities are absolutely devastating.
Help us understand, help the people understand here, Zach, the worldview of George Soros and these other billionaires that are, you know, making these diabolical moves that compromise our U.S. Constitution.
Well, the people who are being funded by George Soros, and I want to be clear, it's not just these rogue prosecutors themselves that are being funded. George Soros and these other billionaires, they've set up an entire infrastructure to support this movement. They set up quasi-think tanks. They have nonprofits set up. It's an entire movement they've funded and set up. And many of the people who are backing this movement, they'll tell you, they believe our criminal justice system is systemically racist. It's not. They believe we have a mass incarceration problem. We don't. If you look at who's primarily in state and federal prisons, by and large, it's repeat violent offenders. So if you talk about incarcerating fewer people, if you talk about letting people out of prison early, that necessarily means you're not going to be locking up some violent repeat offenders. But they'll tell you, because of these two myths they bought into, they want to fundamentally re-engineer our criminal justice system, reimagine it, tear it down from the bottom up. And
well, who told them that was the case? Was there science? Was there research that said, that we're, incarcerating too many people? I mean, what was this based on?
Well, they claim there's data and science that support their approach, but one of the things we talk about in the book, the studies that they use, the data and science they claim that exists, doesn't really say what they say it says, essentially. They're skewing numbers, they're flawed studies, but if you go look at reports from, say, the U.S. Sentencing Commission, for instance, it'll give a better picture of who's incarcerated. It'll give a better picture that shows, yes, actually, lengthier sentences do, in fact, reduce recidivism, the chances that someone will reoffend again once they're released. And so just from top to bottom, Bill, this is a bad movement. It's one that's really wreaked a lot of harm in the communities where it's been implemented. And unfortunately, it's going to continue doing that so long as these rogue prosecutors are in power.
Well, it's amazing to me, Zach, because the communities that are being affected are the ones that know better. They know who the bad people on the street are. They know they need to get them off the street. But there's only so much that they can do. And so now, in a sense, they're being legitimized and excused by these rogue prosecutors because of some worldview that they have convinced themselves that they have. Because it's not only just the misinterpretation of the science and the data. What they will do is they will get, because they got plenty of money, and they will get, publicists or, journalists, so-called journalists, to write up an article that supports their flawed theory. And then they will reference that said, report, because that's the order of the day. This is how things work in today's America, is that if you don't have the research, you get somebody who can write up a paper is paid for with taxpayer funds that they've been able to tap into, and they come up with this full report that isn't even, challenged, because everybody goes along to get along, and the mainstream media has lost its curiosity.
Well, it's actually more pernicious than that in some ways, Bill. One of the things we've seen in a lot of cities where these rogue prosecutors have come into power, they'll put out a list of crimes they won't prosecute. For instance, we talk about in the book, Rachel Rollins, when she was the district attorney in Boston, Massachusetts, she put out a list of 15 crimes she wouldn't prosecute you for anymore, which is outrageous. But what happens is if the district attorney tells the local police department they'll no longer prosecute anyone for simple possession for any narcotic, you know, not just marijuana, but we're talking cocaine, meth, and you name it. The arrests for those suddenly drop, because why are police officers going to waste their limited time and resources arresting crimes that aren't going to be prosecuted?
Not to mention risk their own lives to do that, right?
Right. Right, 100%. And on top of that, many of these rogue prosecutors, they don't seek bail in cases, and so the offenders are immediately back out on the street again with essentially no consequences. And so what happens when police officers stop making arrests, all of a sudden the DAs come out in a month or two and say, look, you know, not only did my approach not harm public safety, it helped public safety. Arrests for simple possession are down 90%. And, well, you know, of course they are. You know, it's common sense.
Exactly.
This is the type of data and science that they're often relying on to push their agenda.
But how do they connect a reduction in arrest with safety in the neighborhoods? Because now what you've done is you've rewarded all the wrong behavior. So how do you connect those two disparaging points?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's either you know, unfortunately, many of these rogue district attorneys are either ignoring reality or just manipulating, you know, the data and science for their own ends. But you know, these communities are not safer. And I mean, look, you know, look at what happened in San Francisco. Unfortunately, things were very bad there. They still are very bad. But they were so bad under the rogue prosecutor Chase Abudi, who's the son of two Weather Underground members and who unfortunately had bought in to some of their radical, you know, ideology. Things were so bad there that the citizens of San Francisco actually recalled him and kicked him out of office.
Exactly.
Because if you look at what was happening in San Francisco, you know, you had thefts, you had drug use. Things were so bad that Walgreens, Walmart, Target, other stores were actually closing stores, pulling out of communities, and just saying, look, we can't deal with the consequences of theft anymore. It's too much. And of course, you're starting to see that in community after community around the country.
Well, I think there was a report over the weekend, Walgreens going out of business now. I mean, they're shutting down, I mean, hundreds of stores. I mean, this is a disaster for local communities that they've served. You know, all the consequences of why public safety is so important for all concerned. We've got more from Zach after
this. Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Zach Smith. Zach is one of two senior legal fellows at the Heritage Foundation who have come together to write this book, Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers and Are Destroying America's Communities. One of the first questions I asked you, Zach, from the very beginning was to help people get an understanding and appreciate the worldview that George Soros and these prosecutors have in mind. They just believe that the justice system in America has been rigged against, minorities. And, it what brings to mind, it kind of reminds me of the mid-60s with, President Johnson, who said that, we had all this poverty that was going on and we needed to invest all this money. And since then, since the war on poverty, we've invested something like, $30 trillion, $25, $30 trillion. And, what have we done there? And analysts have said, even from the very beginning, that was a solution looking for a problem, that there really wasn't much of a problem, that deserved that kind of attention. But here it is, you get people with a worldview who come in and start, kind of scratching an itch that's not there. And they end up creating a whole new bureaucracy and infrastructure that has done no good and has just cost the American people trillions of dollars over the years.
Right. Well, look, one of the things, unfortunately, we learned when we dove into this book, and I was shocked to find this out, a lot of the ideological underpinnings of this movement actually stem from something called the prison abolition movement. This was a Marxist movement from back in the 60s and early 70s that actually put forward the idea that we shouldn't have any prisons, that no one should be locked up for any reason. And, when that idea was presented to many people, most people with any common sense recoiled at it, said this is crazy, this is insane, we're not buying into it. But what's happened over the years is that many aspects of that prison abolition movement, many of its ideas, have been repackaged, repurposed, and today, through the rogue prosecutor movement, many of that prison abolition movement's goals are finally being realized. And so when you connect the dots like that, you know, what's happening with this movement, the goals, the consequences, really shouldn't come as a surprise, because unfortunately it is based on a radical Marxist movement like the prison abolition movement.
You see, what's so frustrating is something like that, you know, gets traction and there's no pushback on it until it's too late. Because here we are, by the time that we want to push back, like you said, the infrastructure for this kind of, you know, this kind of movement is already well established. You've got, you know, rogue prosecutors that are in place. You've got a school of thought. You've got money that moves mountains. You know, this is all influencing. And here it is. It's like, okay, how do we push back against this? But meanwhile, the infrastructure, especially in today's bureaucracy, Zach, as you know, it's one thing if it's operating on its own, but they find a way to get their tentacles into the treasury of the U.S. taxpayer. And so we end up paying and sponsoring our own demise when it comes to, you know, community safety.
Well, you know, one of the problems, and there are many problems with this movement, but, you know, so many rogue prosecutors have pushed this idea that they're essentially victimless crimes, things like petty theft, prostitution, things like simple possession of drugs. And going back to what we were talking about earlier, Bill, you know, in San Francisco with Walgreens, other stores closing down, pulling out, reducing hours, you know, to you or I or other middle-class individuals or wealthy individuals, you know, that may not be that big of a deal. A minor inconvenience, sure. But, you know, most of us, we can afford the extra few minutes, so we can afford the little bit of extra gas to drive the extra mile or two to go to the next closest pharmacy or grocery store or whatever it may be. But if you're a, you know, single mother working day and night to try to provide for your children, if you depend on public transportation, if you depend on being able to walk to the closest store, losing that Walgreens, losing that grocery store, losing that pharmacy, that's a big, big deal and materially impacts the quality of your life. And this idea that these are victimless crimes, it's just nonsense at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to pay for the $1,000 worth of stuff that you just stole with impunity? I mean, that's victimless.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but there they go. And then now, like, you know, my good friend DeRoy Murdoch in New York, he tells me he goes to a pharmacy and everything's locked up.
That's right. I mean,
in today's America, I mean, you got to go in, you got to ask somebody if you can find somebody because they're already thin on staff anyway. I need you to open up this, you know, this cabinet here so I can, you know, I get my toothpaste. Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's right. Well, that's the reality we live in. But, you know, Bill, one of the things that's happened is there's a message being sent by these rogue prosecutors and the other backers of this movement. The message is that we're going to tolerate a certain level of lawlessness. Mm-hmm. And for all of the flaws that criminals have, and they have many, they're not stupid in that they understand the incentives that are being given. They understand the messages that are being sent by those in power. And if the message being sent is we're going to tolerate certain types of lawlessness, well, of course, those types of crimes, that type of lawlessness, those are going to increase, and lawlessness in general is going to increase. And again, we're seeing the results of that in the crime statistics, particularly the violent crime statistics, murders and shootings that are taking place in many cities where these rogue prosecutors are in power.
I mean, it's like what? Like common sense has just been thrown out, you know, hundreds of years of history. We just, you know, we'll just ignore that and go off of this theory, right? At the expense of the people in these local communities. Well, you know, George, go ahead. I was just going to pull up one of your chapters here in George Gascon, Los Angeles. But go ahead, finish your thought, and then we'll come back to George.
No. Well, I appreciate it. I was just going to say, Bill, you know, look, we know what works to drive down crime rates, particularly violent crime rates. We did it in the early 90s in cities across the country. It's putting police officers on the street, empowering them to make arrests and do their jobs, and then having prosecutors that are willing to follow through and hold criminals accountable and seek justice for victims. And so if cities are serious about tackling violent crime, those are the things that need to be done. But, you know, unfortunately, in so many cities, like in Los Angeles with George Gascon, if you're missing that prosecution piece of it, it just doesn't work and crime will continue.
Well, and the thing that cracks me up, that's so ironic, Zach, is you get some of these communities that realize, go, oh, well, yeah, this defund the police thing, you know, we kind of overstepped. And, like, they're trying to do damage control here, but meanwhile, they've let go, you know, quality people, you know, senior people that have been in law enforcement for 20-plus years. They push them out. They let them go. It's not like you can go to Costco and go down to aisle 16 and go find yourself a bunch of, you know, able-bodied law enforcement officials to come in and fill those empty billets. Not to mention the fact the psychological damage that you've done, to the rest of, the police officers that think, wow, you know, I'm putting my future on the line, and, anything else, my hope of retirement, if I happen to use the wrong pronoun or, you know, make the wrong step here. I mean, there's just so much liability for these people. I think we're going to have, go through this process, and it's going to take some time to, get control of this and to bring law and order back right to the streets of America. What do you think?
No, I think that's absolutely right. You know, and in many cities where these rogue prosecutors have been in power, they've unfortunately focused on prosecuting police officers, even to the exclusion of prosecuting other crimes. And I want to be clear, if a police officer commits a crime, he or she should be held accountable.
Of course.
I think everyone agrees with that. But you have to keep in mind, police officers often have to make life or death decisions in a matter of seconds. They're split-second decisions under very difficult circumstances. And so whenever police officers worry that not only are they may lose their job, lose their retirement, but that they could also be criminally prosecuted and themselves spend time in prison because of, what may be later determined to be a bad decision or a criminal decision, many people just aren't going to take that risk. And as you mentioned, they're going to leave the profession. They're going to move to other cities where they are more supported, where these rogue prosecutors are not in power. And so in the cities, many of our major cities around the country, there is right now a serious policing shortage. And, that doesn't look like it's going to get better, even with increased benefits, even with increased pay, because at the end of the day, officers want to know that they're supported and that they're going to be able to do their jobs efficiently and effectively.
Yeah, and as you lay it out, you just convinced me all the more, Zach, that this is going to take a while to right the ship. I mean, in the short amount of time, the damage that has been done to these local communities and what we've done in terms of promoting lawlessness, there's no question. I mean, there are many people that I know that have projected and predicted that we would be entering into an era of lawlessness. But, it was kind of hard to imagine what that was going to look like. But, hey, we're seeing it on the streets of America today. And, and I feel especially for, like you said, these could be single moms, elderly, that, they need their local community. They need the support of their local community to feel like they can be safe and be able to go to the grocery store or go to the pharmacy. And right now, I mean, they're walking on eggshells. That's unfortunate in today's America, I would say.
Right. No, that's absolutely right. But the most important thing is to recognize the movement, learn what the goals of the movement are, and most importantly, what we talk about in the last chapter of our book, how to push back against this
exactly
rogue, radical prosecutor movement.
Well, Rogue Prosecutors, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, too, by the way. Look forward to continuing our conversation with Zach Smith.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.